USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Following pressure from some Democratic voters, President Biden called for a ceasefire in Gaza while speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Israel is making sure aid is entering the region.
Israel made the commitment to open the Ashdod port for the direct delivery of assistance into Gaza, to open a new crossing for a new route for assistance to reach North Gaza, and to significantly increase deliveries from Jordan directly into Gaza.
A social media app is doing what they can to warn people of adult content. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18.
The CDC is investigating fake Botox injections. A CDC spokesman saying the injections were administered in non-medical settings. The source is not yet known. The CDC is working with Tennessee and Illinois health departments where illnesses have been reported several times. President Biden's new student debt relief plan is estimated to cost taxpayers around $84 billion. That amount comes from analysis in a Penn Wharton budget model. The plan could be put in place before the November election. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to make an appearance alongside Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The two are set to hold a news conference Friday focused on election integrity. The event comes as Johnson is facing some threats from Republicans to oust him as Speaker if he moves forward with Ukraine funding. Golf's first major is taking place this weekend in Augusta National as the Masters is underway. Round one was delayed due to darkness because it was delayed at the start because of bad weather. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Remembrances are continuing to come in after news that O.J. Simpson has died.
O.J. Simpson, 76, has passed away after battling cancer. Despite being acquitted of the notorious murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in the 1990s, Simpson faced legal troubles in 2008, resulting in a 33-year prison sentence for robbery and kidnapping, though he was granted parole in 2017. Renowned for his career in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills and San Francisco 49ers, Simpson transitioned into a prominent figure in entertainment, starring in movies, TV shows, and commercials, including his iconic role as Mr. Hertz. His later years were marked by accusations, social media presence, and controversies.
A group of 19 Republican lawmakers sided with Democrats to block an effort to renew FISA Section 702, which gives the federal government warrantless surveillance powers of foreign citizens abroad. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox News that there must be changes to the bill.
I think we've got to reform Section 702. I am not in favor of just renewing it without serious reforms. We have seen major abuses. Americans have been spied on. We know that the FBI improperly used the secret database 280,000 times.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.